When Eureka Day by Jonathan Spector had its world premiere at the Aurora Theater in Berkeley in April 2018, the country was in a different place. The anti-vax movement was in its infancy, focused on a group of Marin County parents who bought into the notion that the MMR vaccine caused autism. The pandemic was 2 years away. Following rave reviews, Eureka Day was tweaked a bit as it moved to an off-Broadway venue in 2019, closing when all the theaters closed the following March. The show then opened in 2022 in London, and later was produced on Broadway in 2024, where it won a Tony for Best Revival of a Play, though it wasn't a revival. And now it's back in the Bay Area at Marin Theater, extended through September 28th. With its original Aurora director, Josh Costello, and three members of the original cast. Eureka Day is sharper and easier to follow now. A somewhat misleading intermission has been removed, and the entire piece flows more evenly, from beginning to end. It was great before, now it's better. The play opens on a meeting involving the board of the touchy-feely Eureka Day Private School in Berkeley at the start of the school year. In the following scenes, the board members learn a child has become sick with mumps. A set of parents has not vaccinated their child, and the school is to be shut down by the city until the scourge passes. So the question comes up, do childhood vaccinations become mandatory, or is it every child for themselves? Not wishing to make a decision without input, a Zoom meeting with parents is set up, and all hell breaks loose in one of the past decade's funniest scenes. That scene in 2018 was worth more than the price of admission. Today, with howls of laughter still coming from the audience, we see something else, the coming breakdown of America in 2025. While the entire cast owns the stage, Teddy Spencer as Eli, the facilitator, takes a role that could feel forced and makes it his own. Also of note is original cast member Lisa Ann Porter as the longest tenured board member. It's hard to see another actor in that role. As in all the best art, there's a lot going on. Tensions and subtexts that make the play far more than just a comedy. Eureka Day is a gem not to be missed. Eureka Day by Jonathan Spector, directed by Josh Costello, plays at Marin Theater through September 28th. For more information, you can go to marintheater.org. I'm Rich Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.